To the fourth we go. First pitch swinging. It's Austin Schoenberg lifting one to shallow right field. Coming on, Hunter Rademacher. He comes in to make the catch to retire Schoenberg on one pitch for one away for the Chargers here in the fourth. It'll bring Jamie Terrace to the plate. Let's say hello to Josh Relke listening in. Josh, I know you're curious. At the moment, I see no freeloaders. The hole in center field is unoccupied, as is the opening down the right field line, as the one-strike pitch that is missing inside evens it up at 1-1. Service with a smile here in Cold Spring, huh, Randy?
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
It's good to see your dad once in a while.
Yeah, I know he's just sitting around doing nothing normally the rest of the region, but good to see him stop by every now and then, check in. I'm glad he didn't hear me. I might have a sore shoulder right now. Is the 2-1 offering from Reller to Terrace that is swung on and fouled at home plate, evening our count up at 2-2. Jamie flew out to right fielder Hunter Rademacher his first time up. As the 2-2 offering from Reller, cut on and missed. Terrace out on strikes. Got the heater by him, Randy. Strikeout number 4 for Ty Reller.
Yeah, and I mean, Ty is... He's striking out Eric Terrace. He's striking out Jamie Terrace. And it's like he's got the stuff today. These are contact hitters. And
yeah.
Ty is just, he's stepped it up a notch.
First offering to Anthony Reverman. A little cue shot towards second. Chad Funk sits on that second hop, whips it underneath hand, and retires Reverman. Quick top of the fourth as Reller retires the Chargers in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 3.5. Scoreless. On to the bottom of the fourth coming up in a minute right here on your home for Region 15C KASM.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Wade Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Wade Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Wade Park.
Stop by Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring on your way home from the ball game this weekend. Shady's has a fantastic menu to bed down your hunger and a full bar to quench your thirst. Be sure to like Shady's Long Shots on Facebook to stay in the know on their Music by the Lake concert series. Live music on the patio this Saturday and Sunday for your entertainment. Come by land or pull up your vessel by sea and tie up to one of Shady's spacious docking slips. Best of luck to the Richmond Royals and the Cold Spring Rockies from everyone at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's a good rock. Bottom four we go, as it's Nick Stengler, and Nick was at the batter's box. Randy, Nick was at the bat as a teammate of his ran into an out to end the third inning, and so Nick gets to... get a second at-bat as the first pitch, a ball from Peyton Van Beck. Second pitch in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Just one hit thus far for New Munich. Reller's been good. Van Beck's been good. 1-1 offering, missing up and away. Moves our count to 2-1. Bright sunshine here at the hallowed ground of Cold Spring Baseball Park. 2-1 pitch, missing down and in. Now 3-1. It'll be Stengler, Will Funk, Ty Reller. Good part of the order for New Munich, trying to get something cooking here in the fourth inning. 3-1, Van Beck rocks and fires. 3-1 pitch, that's popped up, fouling out of play. In a game with one total hit here through 3.5, Randy, that pitch must have been pretty good if he's hacking at it on 3-1.
I agree. Yeah, and I mean you're gonna get a good pitch on 3-1 just like you would on 3-2.
3-2 pitch is punched into right field. Stengler is aboard with a solid knock as he took that outside pitch, Randy, and just punched it to right. Good piece of hitting from the lefty who hits righty.
Go back to last inning.
Oh boy.
What a coulda, shoulda. But so you know, we talk about that's when it happens,
that's,
right?
I mean, it's like Gretzky in the crease right there. It's 100% sometimes. You run into an out. To end the inning, the guy who was up leads that next inning off with a single. Would have he done it with a guy on second? Nobody's ever going to know that, but
right.
Just seems to be the way it always comes out. Will Funk into the batter's box. Maybe a bunt situation, but maybe not with this big bat as he does square, and he offered for strike one.
missing the bunt attempt right there. Tried to show his hands awfully late, tried to sneak one by. Now you'll see if it's just straight up bunt right here from Paul Sand saying, now they know you might be bunting, just get it on the ground for me. Stangler aboard at first, Van Beck.
Gosh, I just think he's going to hit away.
As he does not show bunt this time. Good call, Randall. Sometimes you get you can do a lot by a missed bunt attempt.
Yep, absolutely. Move
bring
that
everyone
third,
in a little
that
bit.
Third baseman a little bit. Yep, maybe the infielders, middle's talking a little bit more.
One and one the count. As Van Beck set, first leadoff man we've seen on all day as Funk swings through this pitch. Now one and two. Looking to do a job right here now is Will Funk. One and two the count. Flag pretty still in center field. Still a nice breeze up here in the Jack Bell press box. No one's whining about. Is this pitch missing up and away? Moves our count to two and two. Tried hitting a corner right there. Did Peyton Van Beck. Just missing. Two and two the count. Funk had a good weekend last weekend. 3 for 9. Couple runs scored. Knocked in a run. 2-2 offering from Van Beck. Fouled into the netting. And we'll do the 2-2 over again.
Winner of this ball game gets St. Martin later on this afternoon. Again, the way it's looking, Kirby, we're going to have that Catholic mass between this game and the next game.
Okay. Good to know for programming. Scott, there you go. 2-2 pitch. Funk swung on and missed, and a big old punch out right there from Peyton Van Beck. His third, Randy, none bigger than that one.
That is a huge strikeout for Mr. Van Beck. Of course, you get that leadoff single, and it almost seems like you're leading with that leadoff single in the inning that you're fighting that uphill battle. But to get an out, that's always big for a pitcher.
Tyreller, first pitch swinging, punches that over into the basketball courts. Talk to Carl Leeser between games. I think we're going to have Carlos up here to start the fifth inning. Which reminds me to get another headset set up for the fifth inning. Talk with Carl, the recent state tournament entrant. As the one-strike pitch to Reller, that is on the corner for a strike. Ties in a hole at 0-2, and he didn't like that one.
Nope.
Friday night strike. And you know Ty's saying, I better get that in the top of the fifth inning. As 0-2 the count. Stangler still his lead from first. Nick stays put. Two-strike pitch hit lined off the glove of Eric Schoenberg. He will go to second for one to get Stangler, who had to freeze on the line drive. Out at second is Stangler. Reller beats it out, so tough luck at first for Schoenberg, but he makes the heavy play to get the lead runner. Yeah.
And I don't know, Eric dropped that at third, Kirby. I don't know if Nick Stangler got off a lot, if they would have had a chance at a double play had he caught that. But they get the lead runner, and I guess that's what you can ask for in a situation like that.
It's what they wanted, as it'll be up to Chad Funk, trying not to squander this leadoff single by Nick Stangler. As Van Beck set. The lefty's first offering to Chad Funk. That is in there for a strike. A strike to Chad. Two away. Leadoff single for Nick Stangler, as I just talked about. He's still at first base. As Van Beck will pick over back easily. He is now Ty Reller, excuse me. Reller reached on that fielder's choice. Funk with a long sign sequence from Paul Sand. Ty can run a little bit, Randy. I believe he stole a bag last weekend. He had two stolen bases last weekend. They've already stolen two. See if Sand puts Reller in motion. He does. He goes on first movement. It was a pitch out. Throw down to second and out at second. They ran on Terrace twice. They will not run on him thrice. As gunned down at second is Ty Reller, and all of a sudden, Randy, the streaks are running into some outs.
Yes, they are, as they put that hit and run on, and Reller is gunned down on the pitch out. And yeah, Ty was saying maybe that Eric was in his path, but the umpire says new.
You're allowed to block the base if you have the ball. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Four in the books. Nobody scored yet. We're back in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Planning your next big project? Contact Liberty Electric for all of your electric needs. We're a full-service 24-hour electrical contractor licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If you need commercial, residential, agricultural, restoration, maintenance, or emergency services, contact Liberty Electric at 320-548-3775. You can see some of our outstanding work we've done online at libertyelectricco.com. Best of luck to all the teams from Liberty Electric in Farming.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech Windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
To the fifth we go here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. Scoreless in the state tournament entrant game between New Munich and Spring Hill, as Reller with a wide one and then a pitch in there for a strike. This pitch now lifted into short right field by Regan Nelson. On comes Hunter Rademacher to come in and make the catch for a harmless out number one. You get catchers like a Brian Schlung and a Cole Schmitz who don't say a peep back there. Then you get the Nate Terraces, the Shane Campses, the Joe Stengler. Everything that's hit, they got to scream at whoever's going to catch it like they didn't know it was coming or something, you know?
Yeah.
Staying exactly in the game. So one down, Eric Schoenberg to the plate. Reller's first offering to Schoenberg. He is down and away. He has yet to throw him a strike, Randy, as he walked him on four pitches. His first time up.
St. Stephen beat Fort Ripley today. St. Stephen on to state in Region 8C.
Wow. I might have to look up the last time the Steves made it.
Top of the seventh, St. Joe leading 2-0 in their ball game against Big Lake.
2-0 pitch lifted into short left field. Funk will drift back and make the catch. Soft contact thus far from Reller, Randy, and that would, to me, say that he's been pretty good.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, St. Stephen, that's a good trivia question there, Kirby.
I'm going to look it up. You know how my mind works. Before I wanted to know, now I got to know. That'll bring Owen Meyer to the plate. Reller's first offering to Meyer, laced up the middle. Solid knock right there from Owen. He's been aggressive on 0-0, has Reller. Kind of the old bring-it-on fastball, which we've seen thus far. And Meyer recognizing that. Randy, with two outs, he's aboard.
First hit of the afternoon for the Chargers.
There goes the no-no for Reller.
I mean, Ty hasn't had a work out of the stretch all but once. He walked a man back in the second inning, only the second base runner for Spring Hill.
Luke Damer into the box. First pitch from Reller. Cue shot foul over the sports deck. Some streak fans scamper out of the way. Great crowd again here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. It's been well attended, to say the least, the first two weekends of August.
Last night, just about 500 people here again.
Unreal. One strike pitch. That's punched into short right field. That'll drop in front of Rademacher. And single with two away as the Chargers trying to get something cooking right here as Damer picks up a hit, his first hit of the tournament. And the batter will be Nate Terrace. Just punching that one to right, Randy.
Yep. Nate's got to take out those shin guards, and now he's making his way to the plate. You know, Nate's batted number nine here in the tournament, and it's been moving down in the order as, of course, he's getting a little older. But, you know, this is a dangerous bat to have at number nine because for so many years he batted that number two or three spot for the Chargers, and just was a great RBI man.
First offering from Terrace. That's punched into right field. Barton will wave Meyer. Hinnenkamp up with it. His throw to the plate. Stengler with the catch. Safe at the plate. Beating the throw is Owen Meyer on that throw from Rademacher. Ending up at third is Damer. At second, Nate Terrace. 1-0 in favor of Spring Hill. As you mentioned it, Randy, yeah, he's hitting ninth, but that's a pretty doggone good nine-hitter who's seen some things in regions.
Wow, exactly. So all game, I mean, we're two outs in the fifth inning, and Ty Reller hasn't given up on a hit, and all of a sudden, bang, 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 Kirby, we got three in a row.
Back to the top of the order, Eric Terrace hits it on the ground, and it's off the glove of Reland, everyone's going to be safe, and Luke Damer's going to come across to score on the air by third baseman Tanner Reeland. They put it in play. Eric Terrace was 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Then you get a little boot at third, and now it's 2-0 in favor of Spring Hill.
You know, it's a ball Damer probably should have held his own just at third base, but he took off, and I think Tanner took his eye off the ball because he said, why is he going?
See if Terrace runs right here. Is that pitch missing down and in to Austin Schoenberg? Chargers are all fired up all of a sudden, Randy. Somebody let that dog out of the cage. First and third here. They lead 2-0. Big spot in the ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. Reller's got to put a pin in it right now. And the streaks as a pickoff attempt and safe at first base is Eric Terrace. 1-0 the count. Reller's trying to keep it right here. Chargers trying to bust it open. They lead 2-0. As Terrace, modest lead over at first base. That pitch hit on the ground. That's fouled on the third base line, and the count will even up at 1-1.
Longtime baseball and high school baseball coach Brad Skoglund. Two out runs. They're big runs, Kirby.
Get you to heaven.
Yeah, that's right.
As we have 1-1 the count. Schoenberg's 0-for-2 on the day. A bounce out to Reeland at third and a fly out to Rademacher in right. Chargers have struck twice here in the fifth. 1-1 offering. Off speed is fouled to the screen. And we'll move our count to 1-2. 1-2 the count. Jamie Terrace on deck. Hey, your catcher can get it, 1-2 the count. Big spot in the ball game right here. You got Nate Terrace at third, Eric Terrace at first. Keep an eye on him, Runcie. See if he leaves early here.
Yeah, he's dancing around like he wants to do something.
Pickoff attempt. There's the B move right there from Reller. We were talking about that in last night's game. Brady Clare went with the B move, and then he went with the A move. Getting a pickoff. Terrace with a healthy lead. 1-2 the count. Eric goes. The pitch is laced into the left field corner, but that will just twist foul. That gets down that left field line. That doubles up the lead right there, Randy.
So is that whole left field corner in play, Kirby?
Absolutely.
Really? All the way back by those pitching mounds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no fence or anything. Why wouldn't it be?
So if a ball rolls back there, like,
yeah,
would carry him off an outfielder?
Mm-hmm.
You just play it.
Play on. You know, you're, I don't know, 400-some-odd feet away from home plate, way tucked into that corner, but you play till you can't here at Cold Spring. You
okay.
Just keep running. 1-2. There goes Terrace again. This pitch hit on the ground towards third. Reeland up with it. He'll throw across the diamond. It's low, but picked out. And it was not picked out by Nick Stengler. Thought he had it, but the ball drops. Another error on the third baseman, Tanner Reeland, coming across to score Nate Terrace, all the way over at third base now, Eric Terrace, and it's a 3-0 ball game.
Wow. Yeah, Tanner had that in front of him, Kirby. Easy play, and just short-armed it over to first, and Nick couldn't come up with it.
Going to get Paul Sand out of the dugout as we are joined now in the Jack Bell press box by the recent, the newest manager of a state tournament team. It's Carl Leeser of the St. Martin Martins. Carlos, how we doing, bud?
Pretty good, thank you.
Nice day. Congratulations to you, Carl. And I'll dive right in. As nice to get some run support. You know, Scott Leeser on the mound, wind blowing in, big ballpark. You liked your chances, but when you guys brought 9 runs to the party, you knew it was going to be a pretty good day.
Yeah, that helps a lot. Obviously, we gave up one early and bounced back. A couple guys clutched up and tied it up right away and a couple more and kept adding to the lead. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, Kirby and I were looking up and down your lineup today. I mean, top to bottom, everybody added to your victory.
You know, we got a pretty young team out here, and obviously our youngest guy had 2 big hits, Brady Gable. I mean, it was pretty awesome. But, I mean, nothing phases these guys. I mean, we got a lot of leadership out there, but obviously with Scott and Brian and Kyle, I mean – and these young guys, they just follow them along. And
yeah, I mean, you talk about those young guys, and we're seeing a couple of them in this game with Dominic that played on the same team and with Farming. And, I mean, that was a pretty incredible class then, junior class that they had at Albany this year.
Yes, it was.
As we get the first offering to Jamie Terrace, that pitch missing for a ball, and Austin Schoenberg easily steals second base. As you get second and third now, Randy, with a 2-0 count to Jamie Terrace. Dangerous hitter, dangerous spot in our ballgame. And, Carl, this isn't your first rodeo, as that pitch will drill Jamie Terrace right in the arm. And now Jamie with a little stare down at Ty Reller, as Terrace and Joe Stengler, classmates, the old Melrose High School 2003, with something to say, and they're still barking. Now a wave, as you thought we'd see fireworks, Randy, and here we go, huh?
Yep. Well, Kirby, you did make the mistake last inning about saying a quick inning. So,
hey, if he gets three outs and three guys, that's a quick inning. I'm allowed to say that. I didn't say this game was going fast. I just said that it was a quick inning. As the ninth man to bat will be Anthony Reverman. Bases loaded here. Is that first pitch fouled, or that is a fair ball in front of home plate.
Wow.
Reller comes out to field it, as does Stengler. Nobody makes the play. Across comes Terrace to score. Everybody's safe. And just when it rains, it pours for New Munich here in the fifth inning, Randy.
What can go wrong has gone wrong here for New Munich in the fifth inning. This all happening again after a fly ball out by Regan Nelson. A little pop up to short, and now they have plated four runs.
First offering to Nelson, hit on the ground. Chad Funk. Oh, the ball comes up and hits him in the face.
Oh.
And an error on the second baseman, Chad Funk.
Oh.
Man alive, as Chad's still down. A run's going to come across to score in Austin Schoenberg. Schoenberg across to score. Jamie Terrace to third. Reverman to second.
Wow.
Man.
Took that right in the face.
Right up on him. We've seen second baseman kind of struggle with some hops here today, Randy. And
yeah, we saw it in your game too, yeah. Carl, with Tanner over at second base. It's just that second hop.
It actually, the guy's been saying that it's pretty loose, that dirt's loose, and they're thinking that's where it's coming from. They're not real sure. There's been enough errors in this whole tournament.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's causing it or what. But
get an error on New Munich right there. That would be their man, is that their that's their third error of the inning, Randy.
Yeah.
As you get to, that's a tough error for Funk, as he's being attended to right now. We are joined by Carl Leeser here, and before things got real exciting, Carl, I was asking you about that, that, you know, you talk about amateur baseball, and you played for forever. You've been in that Martin dugout since you were like 4 years old. But you have the old guys, and then you get some young guys. It's kind of the circle of life in amateur baseball, where you get the mix of some students with some you know, working class adults. It's it makes it fun, and then you get to build those relationships with young guys like that.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, just going back to the spring, I mean, we had all these young guys in here, and all of a sudden one day I get a call from Scott Schlung, and he said, "You know, Carl," he said, "I'm just going to hang her up. These young guys got to get a chance to play, and if I'm there, I want to play, so let's let them play." And I said, I totally respect that. Get to see a guy leave, but Scott put his time in and done a great job for us over the years, and now we have these new guys coming in, and just fun to watch. Nathan Schlung and the same thing. They both agreed to set themselves aside to let these young guys play. And
yeah, you've been on teams like that too, Carl. I mean, you went to the state tournament as a player,
mm-hmm.
And then you had some really good teams in there where you coached some of your nephews.
Yep.
And now you got that next generation, right?
Yep.
So, what's this makeup of this team? It seems like obviously they're getting older,
yep,
as the year goes on, but more and more experience.
Oh, definitely. I mean, again, I'll go back to the three middle older guys, call them Scott and Kyle and Brian. I mean, these young guys, they're all ears. I mean, these guys talk, they listen. I mean, honestly, I've been doing this for a long time, and I honestly, this team is probably one of the most fun teams I've been with. It's just fun to watch these young guys develop and support one another, and they make a mistake and they shake it off and come back and play.
Yeah,
it's the way to play the game. As the dust settles, and we're back to baseball. First offering to Eric Schoenberg in there for a strike. Chad Funk staying in the game. Five runs in this inning, Randy, all coming with two outs for Spring Hill. You got single, single, RBI single, air, hit by a pitch, RBI single, air, and now we get Eric Schoenberg following one up the first base line. Reller had allowed two base runners the entire game before this inning, Randy.
That's amazing. Yeah.
As we're
simply amazing.
We're joined here by Carl Leeser. Carl, kind enough to take time out of the day. This was always a tough one as a manager, waiting around. You win at noon, you're in, congrats, all that, but then you got to sit and wait around.
You hope the game goes fast. Always, you want to move on.
It was apparently until some loudmouth broadcaster opened his mouth, huh?
Well, it's kind of funny. I'm standing down there, there's two outs, and you said be up here in between the fifth, and I, you know, I'm not that fast, so I started scooting up here, and I've never been up here before. How do you get up here?
Oh, got a first timer up here as a pitch in there for a strike to punch out Eric Schoenberg for out number three, as that does it for Spring Hill here in the fifth. Well, what a fifth it was. They come with five runs, one, two, three. Just three. You have three hits, Randy?
I've got four hits.
Four hits. There were three New Munich errors, and the bases were left loaded. We're going to keep it right here between innings as we're chatting with Carl Leeser. As state tournament entrance last year, of course, Randy alluded to that awesome success you guys appreciated and enjoyed in the mid-2000s. There's never a bad time to go down to state, but you had mentioned before this is a fun squad you've assembled.
Oh, that's fun. Obviously, it helps when you got a horse like Scott out there. I mean, he's got you in every game. And, you know, last year he had the COVID thing happen when we got to the state tournament. Everybody was expecting a big game showdown with Gaylord and another minor league pitcher there. And that happened. I mean, it almost broke my heart just wanting to have him there to do it. And Just he wanted to get back there so bad. I mean, I think you've seen it last week. He came back after he pitched a complete game, and he's a gamer.
Just wants to win. Yeah.
Well, and Randy and I mean, we have as you can see, a fantastic vantage point. And dude was living on the corners today. He was pretty tough hombre out there.
Well, once we put them runs on the board, you know, he got locked in. The party's over. I'm sorry, but that's what he does, and just fun to watch him compete.
And you look at the opportunities, you know, the guys, you maybe had a couple extra outs given to you, and you guys made the plays where you could argue that you had some free chances from Cold Spring today.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It definitely helped. I mean, we kind of gave them a few, too, but we capitalized on the ones we had, too. And tell you, you give Scott a six-run lead or something, he's going to probably shut the door.
Before I let you go, as Chad Funk takes a strike and then takes another one. He going to be begging for the ball again come 4:30?
Probably not. I think old Benny's going to get her there. And not saying Scott won't be waiting, but we got to rest him up a little and get ready for.
So how do you manage that, Carl? Is it like obviously win one game at a time, but ultimately do the guys want that number one seed?
Oh, definitely. We don't want to quit now. We're not going to lay down for anybody. I know that. And obviously, Kyle and myself, we get in an argument because, you know, he's pretty much telling me everything, too, you know. but he said, oh, we should get him out of this game and save him. And I said, we're going to win this game. And then we're going to worry about next one.
Got to do that first.
Yeah, so I said, I'm never looking ahead. Teams are too good. You make a mistake and all of a sudden, boom.
That'll come back and get you. So, Carl, we appreciate you coming up here. Congrats again, buddy.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you at the 5 o'clock game. That's right, Carl Leeser, manager of the St. Martin Martins, kind enough to join Randy and I here in the Jack Bell press box. With I like those interviews. Get those guys up here and check in a little bit, Randy.
Yeah, we gotta go find Corey Wins at some point too, and get Corey up here.
Wonder if he's here today.
Yeah, Corey, if you're listening, come on up.
Yeah, there we go. I like that. As this pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Corey Wins, wherever you are, come on over and have a word with Randy and I. Because
they're in a unique position. They're the only team that has won three games.
That's true.
Right? Chad Funk still battling at the plate against Peyton Van Beck. And boy, Kirby, if you're Peyton Van Beck and you got a 5-0 lead now, strikes, just throw strikes, right?
Attack.
Yeah.
Attack, as we see some activity in the streak pen. Couple guys playing catch over there as well. Nothing doing in the Charger pen. As the first offering, or excuse me, the two-strike offering is swung on and missed. Funk out on strikes. And this is what we saw from Van Beck last week, Randy. The Chargers gave him a nice lead on Sunday, and next thing you know, he's kind of goes into cruise control.
You think Spring Hill's a little motivated now, Kirby, after, I mean, Carl mentioned the COVID thing with Scott last year, but Spring Hill on Sunday, Championship Sunday, all of a sudden revealed that, hey, they won't be playing.
Yeah, that was a Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, it was the same day a year ago, 365 days ago. They had it taken away from them. As this pitch hit on the ground towards the right side, Terrace slides, and that ball's going to sneak into right field. Solid knock right there for Logan Funk. Tough Eric play. Had to go a long way for that.
Tough play. Yep.
Be a base hit. So man on, man out, Joe Stengler to the plate.
Joe and Nathan having conversation with each other at the plate.
Cordial, I hope. As aboard at first base is Logan Funk. Van Beck from the set, Peyton's first offering, missing down and in. Remember, the winner of this one will get the St. Martin Martins coming up 40 minutes after the ball game or so. We'll have that for you right here on KASM. Loser's game is next April as Stengler laces one into short left field. Solid knock right there. Back-to-back singles for the Silver Streaks, and here they come in the fifth inning. Yeah, Stengler just punching that into left. Now we're going to see Gordon Barton come out of the dugout. As Gordo out of the dugout, gives me a chance to let you know about our awesome sponsors right here on KASM, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply and Sock Center, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, John Dold, Century 21 First Realty, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM of Waite Park, Shady's Long Shots, Westside Liquor of Waite Park, Alrosa Lumber Company, Greenwald Pub, Alrosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork, B&S Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den, Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet, Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, as this pitch is caught on a line drive. A bullet hit right there off the bat of Hunter Rademacher. He lines it right to Luke Damer at first. Damer steps on the bag and easily doubles up Joe Stengler, who has, that's no man's land if I've ever seen
Joe,
it, huh?
I mean, any runner that was leading off first base would have been doubled up there. Damer just perfect place to catch the line drive, and all he had to do was turn around and step on the bag. I mean, double play.
And that's that for the Streaks in the fifth. They scored no runs on two hits. There were no Charger airs and one runner left on base. We've played 5-0 our score in favor of Spring Hill. On to the six coming up in a minute on Chasm Radio.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM all day and night.
We welcome you back to Cold Spring Baseball Park, and Randy, in the sixth, we have a defensive change for the Silver Streaks.
Yes, we do. Now on the mound, it's right-hander Ethan Vogt. Ethan, the draftee from Alrosa, will take to the mound facing Spring Hill.
As Vogt will rock and fire, first pitch hit on the, no, hit through the left side. Base knock right there as Owen Meyer greets Ethan Vogt with a sharp double into the left field corner. That ball was scolded right there, Randy, and all of a sudden, the last two trips, Owen Meyer, two for two.
Yeah, Owen picks up his second hit of the day. That'll bring Damer to the plate.
Tyreller moving, as Randy said, to first base. To right field now is Nick Stengler out of the game. Comes Tanner Reland. He'll have to. He was being DH'd for, as this pitch is in there for a, excuse me, missing for a ball to Luke Damer. What do you got for a third baseman number?
22.
Okay.
Oh, that is a Caden Sand.
Caden Sand in at third.
Yeah. Reller goes to first.
So I wonder if Rademacher came out of the game.
No, Reland.
So Reland was being DH'd for. You have to put Ethan into that spot.
Yep.
So I would assume, being Stangler's in right, Rademacher comes out for Caden Sand, who's now playing
third.
Got it. Is what I'm guessing. 1-1 the count right now to Luke Damer. 1-1 offering. That drops in there for a strike. Now 1-2. 5-run fifth. Three errors committed by New Munich in that fifth inning. Spring Hill with the five spot. Our difference in the ballgame right now, our only score in the ballgame right now. And they're back hitting again here in the sixth as this pitch is waved at. Cut on and missed by Damer in the dirt. It was picked out by Stanglet. Flips it over to Reller at first, and Damer's out on strikes for out number one. So one down. That'll bring Nathan Terrace to the plate. Terrace into the batter's box. Our coveted Chasm Caps, Randy, so popular. I think I just got a voicemail from Corky saying, I got to get one of those.
I'll stop by. Tell Corky I'll stop by. I'll hand deliver it.
Think it'd be okay if I stopped by and had a beer in there?
we're all wondering who can stop by Corky.
I got to make sure he gets it. You know, I don't know if I can trust you.
I forgot to wish him a happy 60th birthday, and I need to do that yet.
Well, now it sounds like you've one-upped me. All right. Corky, Randy's coming. He'll bring a hat, and maybe he'll buy you a High Life, too. As one strike the count on Nate Terrace on a drag bunt attempt. Runner at second base is Owen Meyer. One strike pitch. That's lifted into short left field. That ball's going to drop. Meyer with the turn sign from Gordon Barton. The throw comes in, and it's an RBI single for Nate Terrace. Back-to-back RBI singles for Nathan, Randy, and it's 6-0 Spring Hill.
Wow. Big hit for Nathan Terrace. You know, he had a couple RBIs in his last at-bat, Kirby, and now he gets another RBI. So three RBIs, a couple hits, and he and Owen Meyer, they're duking it out for that Chasm coveted hat.
Dad texted me and said Regal did beat Marshall, Randy, 5-4, so Regal Painesville for a state tournament berth.
Ah, wow. One of those two will be going.
That'll be a doozy. And if the bracket shakes out nicely, we'll cover the winner of that game. Bracket comes out tomorrow evening, and Randy and I we're committed to Region 15C. That's where our heart lies. We'll every Region 15C game we'll, of course, have here on KASM. But if we have some opportunities for a Kimball, a Watkins, or Regal Painesville, we could pick them up too.
Absolutely.
One strike the count as Vogt drops in a curveball to Eric Terrace. 6-0 now in the top of the sixth inning, a game that was just waltzing right along through four as this pitch tapped foul by Terrace. He's in a hole at 0-2. Last inning, you get that fly out to right, fly out to short. Then Meyer singles, Damer singles, RBI single for Nate Terrace. Eric Terrace hits that ball off the third baseman, the then third baseman, Tanner Reelin. You get an error on the throw by Tanner Reelin on the Austin Schaumburg ball hit as Terrace trying to steal right here. Stangler's throw down to second. And out at second base, caught stealing, is Nate Terrace. As that'll be out number two. Nate trying to take a chance right there, Randy. He runs into an out.
Yep. And I don't know, was that a hit and run, or Eric just pulled back there? Or?
That I don't know. 1-2 is the count. And, votes 1-2 offering, missing down and away now, 2-2.
Strangey with straight steal. Yeah, Nate.
Then you get the hit-by-pitch to Jamie Terrace. RBI single for Anthony Reverman. A error on Chad Funk. Tough error. Is that ball coming up on Chad? Another run came across, and that was that five spot for Spring Hill in the fifth. As this pitch hit on the ground towards second. Funk has that knocked down. He'll throw, and Terrace will beat it out. Chad stayed down on it, Randy, and just didn't field it cleanly. And with a guy like Eric Terrace, you got to be sharp.
Yeah, and I don't want to make excuses for Chad either, but getting hit in the head, Kirby, that next opportunity for you coming on the ground, he maybe just blinked, took his eye off of it for a split second.
So the inning extends with the fourth New Munich error. Austin Schaumburg into the batter's box. Terrace with a good lead as the first offering to Schaumburg in there for a strike. Eric on the day 0 for 3. He scored and stole second back in the fifth last inning when he reached on an error by Tanner Reelin. As Vogt set his one strike pitch, back pick at first, as safe is Eric Terrace. Pitch was down and away to even it up at 1-1. Spring Hill hitting here in the top of the sixth inning. As 1-1 pitch, that pitch will get past Joe Stangler, and Terrace, who bluffed a couple steals, Randy, will now just get second on that easy wild pitch.
Yeah, he takes a big wide turn. Joe Stengler hustling after it.
So 2-1 the count. Jamie Terrace in the on-deck circle. Runner at second base is Eric Terrace. 6 runs in for Spring Hill. They got one here in the sixth as that pitch is missing down. Good job by Stengler to gobble that one up, moving our count to 3-1.
Ethan Vogt, the relief pitcher for Ty Reller, Kirby. And I don't know, does Ethan looks a
little off?
A little off. Yep. Just the control part.
3-1 pitch. Schoenberg lifts this one into left field. Coming on is left fielder Carter Beer. Carter will make the catch cap high to retire Austin Schoenberg for out number 3. That does it for Spring Hill in the sixth. They score another, scoring one run on 2 hits. There was another streak error and one runner left on base. We've played 5.5, 6-0 our score. On to the bottom of the sixth inning coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Hands down, the town's favorite pub, it's Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. You won't break the bank eating out at Trapper's. Give the daily specials a try. Monday, it's an $8 single-topping pizza. On Tuesday, taco night, enjoy beef taco for $7 or a chicken taco for $8. Wednesday, $6 burger baskets are a customer favorite. Thursday is always chef's choice. And Friday, give the fish special your attention. Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming invites you to enjoy a favorite beverage, try a daily special, or order off the menu 7 days a week. For takeouts or catering, phone 548-3700.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-lang-a-lang. Wants to call you on the telephone, baby.
Bottom six we go. Jacob Hiddenkamp leading things off for Spring Hill as he swings through a Peyton Van Beck fastball for strike number 1. It'll be Hiddenkamp, Carter Beer, Nick Stengler, how about, as this pitch popped up, fouling out of play. And that will move our count to 0-2. 6-0 our score in favor of Spring Hill. St. Stephen State Entrance, Randy, 2008, last time they made it. This will be their 6th time. As some other housekeeping to get to, got a tweet from Corey Wenz. Corey says he's listening today. He appreciates the offer. He won't be able to make it today, Randy, but tomorrow, during that Richmond, whatever team's left standing after today, Corey said he'd come up and have a word with
awesome.
Us.
Awesome. Yeah. So we will get the Luxembourg field manager tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Corey, I appreciate you listening. As 2-2 the count right now to Jacob Hiddenkamp. Van Beck right back. 2-2 pitch is fouled at home plate. Moves our count to 2-2.
Let's talk a little bit about this guy on the mound right now, Peyton Van Beck. He's pitched well so far, Kirby, giving up just 4 hits.
If there was any debates in the Charger dugout as to who should have started today, I'd say Gordon Barton pushed the right button. He's got 5 shutout innings thus far. It's 2-2 pitch in there, strike 3. Hiddenkamp out on strikes. Jacob standing in the box, looking down at the zone.
Anthony Reverman did go down to the bullpen last inning after Peyton gave up those 2 hits, but then was greeted with that line drive double play.
Yeah.
Reverman was warming up, and he's the DH, so it's just a simple switch.
Now we'll get a pinch hitter here. Adam Stengler hitting for Carter Beer as Stengler looks at a first pitch strike. As Adam Stengler. As this pitch is lifted to left field, Schoenberg has it measured. He'll make the catch two-handed on the run for a quick out number 2. And got the big lead against Farming last weekend, Randy, for Spring Hill did Van Beck, and he just kind of keeps coming at these guys and keeps racking up the outs.
Yeah, very similar to what Haren looks like for Luxembourg, doesn't
JT,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
coming right at you. You got to respect right the off-speed.
Doesn't get ruffled if you got a base runner. Just almost like every batter's unique. Every situation, you just pitch through it.
Bad things will happen. Just keep throwing.
Yep.
First pitch a strike to Nick Stengler. We see Jim Tool warming up in the Silver Streak pen as the one-strike pitch that's popped up foul and out of play. As off of a light tower and then over to the sports deck here. Someone made a play on the ball.
Nice.
Two strikes, the count.
With a beer in one hand and the ball in another?
That I didn't see.
Okay.
I'm hoping so. That would make it a better story as the two-strike pitch that is popped up in the infield. Damer will call. He will catch, and it's a quick 1-2-3 inning for Peyton Van Beck again, retiring the Silver Streaks in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We have played six. 6-0 our score in favor of Spring Hill. On to the seventh, coming up in a minute on KASM.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QVC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297. Eckerfeed, your local big game feed dealer in New Munich, wishes the very best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. For all your feed needs for dairy, hogs, and cattle, talk to the guys at Eckerfeed to have them put together a feed program to fit your operation. Eckerfeed New Munich, serving the area for over 50 years.
Welcome back to Cold Spring Baseball Park. It's Region 15C baseball action hosted by the Cold Spring Rockies as we are on to the top of the seventh inning. Jamie Terrace leading things off for the Spring Hill Chargers. First offering to Jamie from Ethan Vogt, missing away. Second pitch popped up foul and out of play.
St. Joe beat Big Lake 3-2. Now they play the Sartell Muskies for a state tournament berth, and that'll come up next in Sartell. Regal and Painesville playing up next for a state tournament berth down in Marshall.
1-1 the count here to Jamie Terrace. 1-1 pitch is missing for a ball.
Bon Spanier listening this afternoon over in a new chair today in her palatial estate at Assumption Court. She's chewing on some refrigerator pickles from the one, the only, Greg Spanier.
All right. 2-2 the count now on JT. Ethan's 2-2 pitch missing down and away, and Vogt slipping a little bit on his follow-through right there, looking down at the mound, and now he'll manicure the landing spot. See, raking it a little bit. Now he's back ready to go. Likes what he got there. Full count to Terrace. It's Terrace, Reverman, and Nelson. 3-2 pitch. Missing right there for a ball as Terrace aboard on the walk. He trots his way over to first base, and he's greeted there by Ty Reller. As Jamie grabs Ty by the arm to have a conversation with him. Now they're buddies again, Randy. See? Yeah, I was mad at you for like 2 seconds.
The game.
Now we're pals.
It. It's just the heat of the moment, Kirby. Yeah.
I didn't like that you hit me in the arm, okay? I'm sorry I blew up, but that hurt. Good to see that they can mend some fences down there. First pitch bunted at by Reverman. He bunts that foul. Anthony with a RBI single back in the fifth inning. That was the big fifth. Five spot in the fifth for Spring Hill. As Vogt set, Terrace's lead. Reverman squares again. He puts a bunt down the third baseline. Fielded by Sand. He'll throw back to Reller, who got back and covered at first. 5-3 on the sacrifice putout. Terrace checks into second base. And Gordon Barton says, not enough, huh?
Not enough. We want another, and I don't blame him one bit. Playing a little small ball, getting another guy in scoring position.
So one away. That'll be Regan Nelson to the plates.
Can get a pinch runner here for Jamie Terrace.
This is good stuff, too. I talked to Jamie before the game. That's Ben Welly running. But, yeah, Jamie before the game, I was asking him, how come I didn't get a big Jamie Terrace woo on a slide into third base on that triple last week? He said, well, I didn't have any breath. It's a long run. It's like, oh, yeah. 36 years old now as the first pitch in there for a strike to Regan Nelson. One strike the count. Vogt right back. Vogt gets the sign from Stengler. Welly the lead from second. Ethan's one strike pitch. That's hit on the ground and through the left side. Regan Nelson with a solid knock as Welly is going to just reach third as he had to wait to make sure that ball got through.
Yeah.
And it's first and third now for Spring Hill.
You know, the pinch runner Welly, he's not going to take a chance of getting thrown out at third because he ran in front of that ball. Good piece of base running.
As we had said last week, watched Miguel Sano mess that play up enough this year for the Twins. Eric Schoenberg to the plate with runners at first and third. First offering from Vogt as Schoenberg unable to check his swing. Pitch in there for a strike. Eric now asking, was it my swing or was it the pitch? You umped. What was your response?
It was a swing.
What you would have said right there?
Yep, absolutely. I would have ruled it a strike.
As the off-speed pitch missing outside evens it up at 1-1.
Me as an umpire, when I did ump, and I don't like to talk a lot about it because I only umped 3 years, but if you're watching the play, you can see his bat cross the plate and make that determination.
Mm-hmm. As the 1-1 pitch to Schoenberg, that's lifted foul. Rabbits in a hole at 1-2. 6-0 Spring Hill here in the seventh. Third base, it's Ben Welly. He's the pinch runner for Jamie Terrace. At first base, it is Regan Nelson. Vogt's looking for a double play ball. And the 1-2 pitch is tapped foul at home plate by Schoenberg. Count will remain at 1-2. I know there's a good crowd here, but if you look below us, Randy, it looks like everyone is seeking shade, I should say, moving up in the grandstand.
Why is that? Because if you would be on your pontoon on a sunny afternoon, you would be sucking up the sun, Kirby.
You bet I would. As the 1-2 pitch that is swung on and missed, Schoenberg's out on strikes for out number two.
That you can cool off, though, and jump in the lake quick.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. That's a little different.
People ask why we don't drink up here. That's why. So you don't run into some curse words and you get the FCC barking at you. Two down now. Owen Meyer to the plate. As Vogt's first offering to Meyer, that's missing down and away. Nice stop right there, saving a run by Joe Stengler. 1-0 the count. Vikes in action this afternoon, Randy, taking on the Denver Broncos.
Is it a full house?
I didn't see anything. Let me see if I can get a score for you here. As that pitch will get past Stengler, and across the score is Ben Welly on that swing and a miss from Owen Meyer. So Welly comes across to score the seventh run for Spring Hill on that wild pitch. As it is now a 7-0 touchdown advantage for Spring Hill.
That pitch low in the strike zone, and I don't know if the swing and a miss by Owen Meyer just caught Joe Stengler off guard, but it just rolled off his glove.
Vikes are getting destroyed. 26-3 in favor of Denver. There's 2 minutes left in the second.
Preseason.
Good thing it means nothing, right?
That's right.
Settle down. 1-1 pitch cut on and missed by Owen Meyer. Now it's 1-2. Kellen Mond, 1-for-3 passing. There we go. I saw all I had to see. 1-2 the count. Vogt trying to put a pin in it in the seventh here for New Munich. They trail by 7. The batter is Owen Meyer, who scored a couple runs today. As this pitch is lifted into short center field, measuring it in center, and still on the run and making the catch now on the run is Jacob Hinnenkamp to retire Meyer for out number 3, and that does it for Spring Hill in the seventh, but they push another one across, scoring one run on one hit. There were no New Munich errors and one runner left on base. Stretch time here in Cold Spring. 7-0 our score in favor of Spring Hill. On to the bottom of the seventh coming up in 1 minute on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.